The Star of Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1864.
Damn you to hell! Do you hear me?
Over the desk, one pair of blazingly angry eyes met another pair, cold, but no less angry. The man with the blazing eyes backed off first, swinging away to move in to the large bay window and stand with his back to the other man.
"Damn you,"
he repeated in a more controlled tone. "You are a smug hypocrite, and you don't even have the honesty to admit that you hate me." The man behind the desk shrugged wearily. "Would admitting it make any difference, John?"
"It would be honest. Why not just say that I'm a thorn in your flesh, and that your world would be a brighter place if I died tomorrow, or preferably today?"
Charles Baxter, 10th Earl of Hartley, thought for a moment before saying quietly, "In other words, you'd like me to behave as badly as you do yourself." His cousin, the Honourable John Baxter, swung round from the window as he faced his cousin across the elegant desk where the Earl kept his papers.
"You could never behave as badly as I do, cousin," he sneered. "You haven't the gift for it. Behaving really badly is an art, one in which our family used to excel. By Jove, at one time this family made its mark. We could outdrink, outride, and outwench anyone in the county."
"And you regard that as something to be proud of?" the Earl asked, and this time his eyes were really cold.
"Oh, stop being so sanctimonious. It was a triumph. It was how a great family was expected to behave."